GNN. Always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Monday, May 11, 2026. Compiled Monday, May 11, 2026, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Gold-backed currencies live. Debt Jubilee activated. Mass arrests continue. EBS imminent. Judy Note, as of 00.01 a.m. EST Sunday 10th of May, the White House triggered the Emergency Broadcast System, EBS, to go live across Starlink, overriding all mainstream narratives, while the quantum financial system fully synchronized with Nisarajazara protocols. Magai Intel Hub on Telegram. Mass arrests of deep state operatives continue in silence. High-profile names were already in custody under military tribunals. The cabal's last attempt to block the Great Awakening has failed. 10 days of darkness incoming to protect the people, while truth bombs drop via EBS broadcasts. Trump's global military alliance is in control. Gold-backed currencies are live. Debt Jubilee activated. Humanitarian funds released to the people. Prepare your spiritual armor. Stock up on water, food, batteries and prayer. This is the final battle between light and darkness, and light wins. God wins. Trump wins. We the people win. WWG1 WGA forever. Sunday, May 10, 2026, U.S. withdraws from the World Health Organization, WHO. No more fake pandemics. No more pharmaceutical slavery. Saturday, May 9, 2026, Financial Settlement Act. The legal blackout is over. The Republic has won. In a historic midnight session, Congress has officially passed the Quantum Financial Settlement Act, QFSA 2026. This legislation formally delists the Federal Reserve note as legal tender and recognizes the QFS gold bill as the only authorized physical currency for the restored republic, Trump legacy block on Telegram. Sunday, May 10, 2026, King Charles III transitioned May 8, 2026 under White Hat oversight. Royals in lockdown mode. They will make the formal announcement during the activated EBS broadcast in the coming days. Charles gone. Crown next. EBS looms. Loop underscore RM underscore 311,721 on Telegram. Sunday, May 10, 2026, FBI Director Kash Patel talks about what he's proved Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama did. It took me 2 years of my life to prove that a political party in the United States of America in the 21st century would go overseas and hire some bogus intelligence asset to manufacture fraudulent, fake unverified information. Funnel that to not just the intelligence community, but the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and then take those package lies that they had paid for with campaign finance funds, and go into a secret surveillance court and illegally spy on your opponent to be the next president of the United States. Sunday, May 10, 2026, a shocking Senate expose reveals that over $1 trillion in U.S. taxpayer money is stolen annually by the deep state. This enormous fraud funnels funds directly into terrorism, child D.G., and luxury goods for criminals, forcing hard-working Americans to pay the price for this treason hidden in plain sight. Sunday, May 10, 2026, 7:07 a.m. EST, final confirmation transmissions were issued to military commands in 27 countries. Trump signed off on the Global Restoration Accord, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Sunday, May 10, 2026, 48-hour warning to when lights go out in Tehran, screens go dark in Davos and Brussels, in every boardroom where the architects of the old world thought they were untouchable. 10 days of darkness and a temporary martial law was in effect. The world's communication networks were shutting down, one after another, Carolyn Bessette Kennedy on Telegram. Sunday, May 10, 2026, The Sequence, Mr. Poole, final chapter on Telegram. You're not watching random events. You're watching a military-grade operation unfold in real time. Let me show you the board. Monday, WHO withdrawal confirmed. America officially cut the leash. No more Geneva. No more fake pandemics. No more pharmaceutical slavery. RFK Jr. said three words, "We made this decision." The global medical cartel lost its biggest client overnight. GNN, obviously we made this decision. Is four words, not three. Just saying. Over. Wednesday, 162 classified UFO files declassified. 70 years of lies ripped open. Apollo transcripts. Infrared footage from five continents. The Pentagon said draw your own conclusions. They've never said that before. Why now? Because the old gatekeepers no longer control the narrative. Thursday, U.S. Navy fires on Iranian tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. Two vessels disabled. Oil blockade enforced. Iran's economy suffocating. No UN vote. No congressional debate. Just action. Trump told them the terms. They refused. Now they're watching their ships burn. Friday, 3-day ceasefire. Russia-Ukraine. 1,000 prisoners from each side coming home. Trump called it the beginning of the end. The war Biden spent $200 billion failing to stop, ended with two phone calls and a Truth Social post. 4 days. Four moves. Four pillars of the old world, dismantled. Medical control, gone. Information control, gone. Energy control, gone. War machine, gone. This is not politics. This is not diplomacy. This is a controlled demolition of the old world order. Every move was planned. Every date was chosen. The sequence was set before any of us knew what we were watching. They told you nothing would change. They told you to trust the institutions. They told you one man couldn't do it. Look at your screen right now. He's doing IT. Next in the sequence, China-Taiwan. June. Watch. Saturday, May 9, 2026, EBS, Emergency Broadcast System. What event can initiate it? Iraq Dinar reinstatement. Evergrande collapse. Gorgeous Dam collapse. Death of Pope. Stock market collapse. China takes Taiwan. Election decertification. Nuclear war. QFS, accounts. Q phones. On Sunday, May 10, 2026, Starlink powered the emergency broadcast system, exposing cabal crimes, vaccine agendas, and med bed suppression. Martial law enables worldwide arrests of the guilty. On Monday, May 11, 2026, Tier 4B notifications could arrive with new rates. Wednesday, May 6, 2026, EBS activation, the global reset has arrived. Every citizen globally will receive notification via text and email to set appointments at redemption centers worldwide, emergency broadcast system on Telegram. Thursday, May 7, 2026, Bruce, the big call universe. Likely either Monday or Tuesday for Tier 4B appointments to start. Bolivar, Dinar, Dong, Zim and 41 currencies on redemption center screen. Sunday, May 10, 2026, the gold. They're pulling it out. Quietly. Systematically. Every major nation on earth is withdrawing their gold from American vaults, and no one is asking why. France, 129 tons. Gone from the NY Fed. India, 104 tons in 6 months. Germany. Netherlands. Now it's accelerating. Q1 2026, central banks bought 244 tons of gold. The strongest quarter in recorded history. They're not buying gold because they like shiny things. They know what's coming. Move 1, Trump and Musk demanded a Fort Knox audit in February. 3 weeks of headlines. Then, silence. No results. No report. It vanished from every news cycle overnight. What kind of discovery makes the most powerful man in the world go quiet? Move 2, the Mises Institute just confirmed. The bulk of Fort Knox gold consists of impure non-standard bars that don't qualify for international transactions. The gold backing the most powerful economy on Earth cannot be used in the global system. Degraded. Diluted. Or not what they say it is. Move 3, May 4, 2026, BRICS launched BRICS Pay. Blockchain-based. Dollar-independent. Operational now. 9 nations. 3.5 billion people. A payment system that doesn't need the US dollar. SWIFT's monopoly ended on a Sunday and nobody told you. Move 4, Internal Treasury Correspondence. Leaked April 22. References Protocol 7, Asset Reconciliation. Sovereign Gold Holdings cross-referenced against QFS digital ledger entries. The audit didn't disappear. It moved classified. What they found isn't being hidden, it's being prepared as evidence. The nations are pulling their gold because they were told to. When the dollar resets, only those holding real assets survive. The vault is empty. The world knows. The clock is running. Sunday, April 10, 2026, Martial Law Unleashed, EBS alerts urgent broadcast and how redemption centers might be our only hope, before it's news, before it's news.com. Ethan White, Martial Law Unleashed, EBS alerts urgent broadcast and how redemption centers might be our only hope, 107, RFK Jr. On Telegram. See Daily Reports. Saturday, May 9, 2026, military raids hit hard. Dozens of Rothschild plus Rockefeller bankers arrested. Trump direct orders trillions seized from secret global accounts. Offshore elite funds frozen. Old cabal slavery system collapsing, Project Odin martial law on Telegram. Sunday, May 10, 2025, mass arrests across the United States right now, more deep state operatives taken into custody, military tribunals now active, Gazette Teller, Gazette, Teller.com. Sunday, May 10, 2025, Simpsons predicted it, Great Awakening now on Telegram. Hantavirus cruise horror in S23E19-23 sick, 19 equals DNA? The Simpsons warned us back in 2012, Season 23, Episode 19, A Totally Fun Thing Bart Will Never Do Again, features a cruise ship trapped by a deadly virus outbreak. Fast forward to 2026, Hantavirus hits the MV Hondius, with 23 passengers already dispersed worldwide, including to the US, multiple deaths, and confirmed cases. 23 sick passengers. 19 equals DNA? IYKYK, if you know, you know. Coincidence or predictive programming? Eyes wide open. Sunday, May 10, 2025, Trump calls Comey's 8,647 seashell stunt pathetic, as federal threat investigation explodes, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, May 10, 2025, we are going to stop this crime, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. declares war on chemtrails, pressures Trump to ban toxic skies, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, May 10, 2025, FBI detonation, Cash Patel confirms James Comey faces felony charges over threat against President Trump, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, May 10, 2025, billionaire blood cleaning and the elite's hidden health rituals, health secrets, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, May 10, 2025, national security bombshell Obama under federal criminal investigation, the DOJ is invoking 18 U.S. Code Section 241, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, May 10, 2025, the great military tribunals, Hillary, Obama, Biden, and all their friends, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, May 10, 2025, Obama's worst week yet, Starmer collapses in UK, Virginia court destroys rigged Democrat map, and the globalist machine starts cracking, video, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, May 10, 2026, Trump just signed the order that ends Big Pharma forever dash, Tier 4B ISO 20022. Trump signed Executive Order 14309, the American right to quantum healing, effectively ending Big Pharma's dominance. The order declassifies 6,000 suppressed frequency-based healing patents, protecting them as matters of national security. Furthermore, it authorizes military tribunals for officials or executives who hid life-saving technology for profit. The era of suppressing cures for money is over, the technology is now free and the tribunals are coming. Sunday, May 10, 2026, $1 trillion in taxpayer money stolen annually, the MAGA King on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Sunday, May 10, 2025, at 7:07 a.m. EST, final confirmation transmissions were issued to military commands in 27 countries, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Sunday, May 10, 2026, Venezuela list explodes, Maduro links 60 U.S. senators to multimillion bribe allegations, 107 on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Sunday, May 10, 2026, UFO files released, secret military records about UFO encounters finally public, Ezra Cohen on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Out.